Think of life without music.
Good prevening. You're tuned into KVSC for another episode of Crispy Critics. Once again, my name is Sydney, joined in studio today by John Drake. We have another sort of gloomy day outside, but instead of last week with gloomy and gloomy, we sort of have gloomy with more upbeat and catchy stuff today.
Yeah, this is interesting. I think this is the most pop record oriented Crispy Critics I've ever been a part of.
Probably, but you know, we got to cover at least some stuff that's catchy or more poppy, at least a couple records.
Indeed. So what I heard this morning on KVSC was the Bishop Briggs cut. And, you know, it's kind of interesting to think that the two artists that we're into tonight will be artists that play in that same ballpark as Bishop Briggs. Also, yeah. There's a Harry Styles connection, and I know you saw Harry Styles, right?
I did. There's some of those artists, you know, who came from huge pop groups or they support huge pop groups, and then they sort of delve into some alternative realms and do some crossover, and some of it's really good, so we can play some of it here and sneak some into our rotation,
but
it's good.
That's absolutely the case. And so for tonight, we're going to begin with Muna, a group out of Los Angeles, California. And interestingly enough, both of these records dropped on September 6th and on major labels. Muna is out on RCA, and their second release is called Muna Saves the World, a group out of Los Angeles, a three-piece that has distinctive parts. They came together at the University of Southern California. Originally was the guitarist and producer Josette Maskin and Naomi McPherson working together. Then they met Katie Gavin, who added a decidedly electronic pop feel to the music.
Yes.
Yeah. And so the band is out as queer, for one. And the other side of it that I find really interesting is that they're deep into literature. And I think they're trying to make a record here that's based off of The Journey of the Hero, which, of course, if you're follow Joseph Campbell, you know, this is what this story is about. So Muna Saves the World is a lot more than just really pop when it comes to the lyrics.
Yeah.
But you have an idea about the overall production,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, just like the overall feel to it. I know when I first listened to it, especially Number One Fan, which is like the big track off of it,
yep.
I definitely thought it sort of had a feel of like I'm walking into Forever 21 or like an H&M store, and that's like what's playing because they really like that sort of catchy electronic indie type stuff. So
it's super well produced that
way,
in
a good way.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, the story is, I think, very nice. And it starts with kind of a dark and like the setting of the boundaries and, you know, trouble in trying to figure out who you are and who your relationships are. And it finally brings you down to this horrible, dark place called Never. And after that, then it lightens up and gets really cool. So that's already go past the dark and go right to the light, okay? We've got, well, I tell you what, I think what we should do is play the track Navy Blue, which to me is the biggest production sound and has some really interesting connections. It does lead right to that song, Never, but there's a different kind of feel to this piece of music, and I do think that there are places where this band goes that are truly alternative.
Yes, I agree. So let's take a listen to it.
That's Navy Blue from Muna on KVSC.
Pacific Ocean. you gonna call me when you got back? Was it all lies? Do you know that I've been holding my breath all of this time? Weren't you gonna love me if I just did everything right? Do you know that I've been holding my breath all of this time? Weren't you gonna call me when you got back? Was it all lies? Do you know that I've been holding my breath all of this time? Weren't you gonna love me if I just did everything right? I'm so blue.
So I think with what we're hearing here is the group Muna is working with the idea of relationships within the arts and the music industry. A lot of the songs seem to be about reflecting your relationship in the song, and that's about the other. So you wonder exactly who is being referenced on this release. But I do like the idea that Navy Blue is about observing the water. It's about drinking the water, kind of refreshing yourself, and it's just a really cool, interesting piece of music.
Yeah.
So the idea then with Muna Saves the World is that we're getting into more of a positive, maybe cynical viewpoint.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool in the sense that Katie Gavin is really reflecting upon herself.
Yeah. And I think I see a lot of sort of that cynical style in some of their interviews too. I know one person said, why should people listen to your music? And they say, well, because it's the best. And I think that's, you know, a little bit sarcastic, but also them just sort of being funny, but also confident because they know they're good, you know?
Yeah. So when it comes to major labels, I think about certain things. The idea that a band can be signed and dropped and never produce anything.
Yeah.
Oftentimes the labels don't know what they're doing and they're maybe a step behind. When it comes to style,
yeah.
A lot of the indie artists can jump out really far to get there. And so we'll talk more about that with the Barnes Courtney release, which I do think is actually forward as well.
Yeah.
But what we should do here is play what I think is the trickiest and the oddest piece of music on the Muna release. It's how it ends after a very strong piece of music I like called Memento. But the longer piece is really the story of Katie Gavin. And Katie said, she said, as I continue to grow up, I'm growing slowly out of the idea of the tortured artist, and I want to return almost to the childlike idea of I want to be playful about it.
Yeah.
And I think this is a very playful piece. The song is called It's Gonna Be Okay, Baby, the ending cut from Muna's new release.
You're gonna move to New York and experiment with communism. Go down on a girl after reading her some Franz Fanon. And you go out of your way trying to find some place you can hide and get high. You're gonna think about suicide. Yeah, you're gonna call your mom. You're gonna fall in love with a girl which you were not expecting. You're gonna start a band. It's just her, another friend, and you. And then you get freaked out. You say something about how you just can't commit, and you move into your aunt's house. Yeah, and all your dreams come true.
You know, that journey ends up pretty well, and you wonder where Muna's going to go. That song, again, it's going to be Okay, Baby, ends the record, and I just like the weird ideas and directions. We've all lived it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, even Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, which I read maybe 35 years ago, so maybe this pop is a little bit past me, but I've observed pop for a long, long time. Kind of think sometimes it's a bit of a factory, but then again, things do stand out. So let's switch over back to the artist that you're talking about here, Barnes Courtney.
Yeah, so this record is sort of similar to the other one where it's put out through, you know, major labels, but it's still not sort of just, you know, cut and dry. Here's pop songs, just keep going, stuff like that. But this is from Barnes Courtney, and actually I didn't think that was his real name, but it is his real name.
Right.
It's Barnaby Courtney, which you never hear that name anymore.
Very British.
Yeah, he's a 28-year-old, you know, singer, songwriter, musician out of England. He actually lived in England and then moved to Seattle for a while when he was a kid and then went back to the UK. So had a bunch of different stuff in there, but just put out the second release called 404. And the first record he put out had a couple of tracks that did pretty well, but I feel like this one has a lot of tracks that are super catchy. Of course, you've probably heard 99 on KVSC a bunch. It says 1999 a lot. It's super catchy. Got a bunch of hooks on there, but it's just the super catchy release has so many just really catchy tracks on there, these sort of alt pop, alt rock sort of sounding tracks. And a lot of them I'm just like, wow, that's just... it's just great, catchy stuff.
What I like about this record especially is that Barnes Courtney is one of those artists that has been through the Star Maker machinery for a long time. He's been a part of a couple of indie bands. One was, what was that called?
There was one called Sleeper Cell and one called Dive Bella Dive.
That's right. And they never made it out of the beginning being signed. And the part that's really interesting interesting about this record is that he's working with a producer named Sam Battle. You know about him, right?
I do not.
Sam Battle is a fellow who has also been dropped from labels.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he's a very energetic person in terms of creating new musical sounds. He was at Hull in electronic music and creative music production in Great Britain. It's called Creative Music Technology. He's a big YouTube guy because of his production company, which is called Look Mum No Computer.
Oh, gotcha.
And so he creates crazy, interesting instruments and worked really tightly with Barnes Courtney on the creation of these tunes. And I think that's the real X factor on 404.
Yeah, on that. And then, like I said, yeah, all the things put together on here. I do like the first half of the record a lot more than the second half, but it's still just super catchy and great. So I'll just get into the first track here. This is probably my favorite track off of the record. It's called London Girl. Super catchy. It's great. New music from Barnes Courtney here on Crispy Critics. Brand new music there from Barnes Courtney off the new record 404. That was London Girls. I love that track. It's super catchy. I love sort of the background vocal hook things and then just all of it. It's great. And I just love it. And one thing I just want to say about this record, for some reason, when I listened to the track Fun Never Ends,
okay,
I think it sounds just like Dreams by Beck. I listened to it and I went, wow, this song sounds like a song I've heard before. Why is that? And I don't know if that has any connections or anything, but for some reason, if you're listening to this record, go take a listen to the track Fun Never Ends and like just tell us if you think it sounds like Dreams by Beck, because I think it's like the chord progression, and I don't know.
Wow.
Something like that. I'm not sure why, but I thought that was interesting. But the rest of the record, I love a lot of the tracks. We'll hear another one of the tracks I really like on here. Of course, You and I in 99 have gotten a ton of radio play already. Those are super catchy. We heard London Girls. And then the second half, I wasn't as fond of the tracks Boy Like Me and The Kids Are All Right. I thought those, like, the writing was a little like, okay, I've heard this before, and pop music, yep, whatever.
I'm the same way about part two. I really love London Girls as much as you do.
Yes.
I think that's the standout track on the LP, maybe just because it's being listened to with fresh ears at this point in time. But for me, Boy Like Me reflects the idea that Barnes Courtney is trying to hang on to his youth with,
yeah,
his songs like that. And that's a little bit different from Muna, who are trying to move forward.
Yeah, okay? A little bit flip-flop.
Yep. So, anyways, we've got another track to listen to. What would you be pulling from 404?
I'm going
to
be pulling the first track off of the record, actually. This is another one I listened to, and I went, wow, this is some really catchy stuff, because I had only heard the singles before this came out. So this is a track from Barnes Courtney, new music off 404. This is the first track, called Hollow, here on Crispy Critics.
Hollow, fire flints popped up in the dirt. Dark boys are calling art. All you can hollow out your heart. So we can be hollow. Fill me up, fill a bottle. Surprise on the swallow. Top of these makers hollow, hollow.
That was another brand new track there from the artist Barnes Courtney, the new record 404. That was the first track off of the record called Hollow, another one of my favorites off of that track. And unfortunately, we just missed him here at Minnesota before this. Crispy Critics, he played a show at the Fine Line just before the record came out, I believe on like September 3rd or so at the Fine Line. And I think it was sold out too, so he's definitely gaining those fans right now.
Yeah, and before he was a support act the last time he was in the Twin Cities, and I think he is gaining ground. But, you know, he really is internationally placed in terms of commercial products and games and this and that. So there's a lot of exposure to Barnes Courtney. And, you know, I think 404 is a pretty strong piece of music overall. Very anthemic, has a kind of a festival rock feel to it. And he is a dynamic performer.
I think it's going to be a real stepping stone for his career of going, you know, from smaller artists to now selling out some smaller venues, and then is going to go hopefully higher with if he puts out more songs like this.
I would sure expect it. Now, speaking of the Fine Line, Muna is playing there soon, right?
Yes, Muna will be playing at the Fine Line October 18th, and then they're playing with Chelsea Jade for opening act. So that should be cool. It's coming up quick, though.
So it's like the next level of pop artists are starting to come through, too. These folks are just being exposed on their second LP, and I think both of them are very strong.
Yeah.
And nice to see that not every piece of pop music on a major label is cookie cutter.
That's true. I agree. And it looks like Muna has a lot of their dates sold out already, but Minneapolis isn't. So if you're thinking about going, I would just grab them now to be safe.
You go. So that's it for Crispy Critics. We've got Brian Kay waiting to bring you diversions today from 5 until 7 right here on Your Sound Alternative. Thanks for helping me delve into pop music, especially stuff I haven't really been a part of for a long time, Sid.
Yeah, no problem. And we'll toss it over here to Brian Kay right now for diversions.